Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday. It's Veterans Day. Plenty of businesses offering discounts and freebies to veterans and active duty service members. President Trump will be speaking at the beginning of a parade in New York City. The People's Choice Awards last night, where one of the night's biggest moments came from actor-comedian Kevin Hart. He was there to accept the award for Comedy Act of 2019, and it was his first major public appearance since he was seriously injured in a car crash last September. He says,
"First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids."
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The family of a man who was killed by Wichita, Kansas police in a swatting incident is now suing for millions of dollars in damages. Court documents say the family of Andrew Finch is seeking over $25 million as part of a lawsuit against the city of Wichita and two police officers.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Weekly weather forecast for Flemington and the surrounding area. Today, Veterans Day, partly sunny, high will be in the mid-50s. Chance of showers early in the morning tomorrow. Rain and possibly snow. I guess it's going to cool down a little bit. 55 out there right now, but we'll see what happens. Sunny, clearing up on Wednesday. Highs will be in the low 30s. Clear on the overnight Wednesday, low around 19 degrees. Sunny on Thursday, high in the 40s. Clear again on Friday and into Saturday. It looks like right through the weekend. Clear weather, but pretty cold. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Chef at Jake's Restaurant here in Flemington, getting together on Mondays, talk about mainly food, sometimes beverages, holidays, sometimes people stop by to share their thoughts. So if you're off today from work because of the Veterans Day, hope you enjoy the day. If you do have to go in, enjoy the day anyway. And just remember, Armistice Day, as it used to be called, when we honor those that protect us. Always keep them in your thoughts. So let's see. Oh, what's coming up? Obviously the big one, right? Already the stores are starting to push, get ready for Thanksgiving Day. And again, I know essential services, of course, we in the restaurant business are working that day, working hard all day. So if you get a chance, I guess you celebrate either in the afternoon or, you know, sometimes, I know for me, it's after 9 o'clock at night, we have a little get-together. But that's the way it goes. So the planning is underway. And in fact, this week, I know Sam Sifton, New York Times, recommends cleaning out your fridge, meaning anything that you haven't used in a while is taking up space. That's the one, I guess, if there's a downside, there's so much preparation, and you need a lot of space in your refrigerator, especially if you're defrosting a turkey in there. You get a fresh turkey and get it, even if you get it last minute, you still have to keep it stored. I know for if you're getting it the day before, you can always keep it in an igloo cooler with some ice packs or ice. Leave the ice in the bag so the turkey's not sitting in water. But those coolers will hold pretty well. If you're getting a frozen turkey, of course, you got to let it defrost a little bit, so that might take up a little bit of room. But we'll deal with the roast center of the plate next week. The other cleaning out your fridge, that's by the way, this week, November 15th, is National Clean Out the Fridge Day. And not so much to get ready for the holidays. It does help, say, if there's some old bottled sauces or relishes, things that you can't remember when you bought, probably a good time to get rid of them. But cleaning out the fridge is probably something you might want to do even once a week, meaning use up little bits of odds and ends, this and that. I know a simple one, and actually used to do it in operations, where we make our own cheese blend with all the ends of cheese. Sometimes you see them in the store, even the ends of cold cuts or cheese you can pick up for fairly inexpensively. But we used to grate them all up, you know, get a little hard cheese in there and some cheddar and whatever. I used to do it sometimes on Mondays when I'd be home cooking, and I would have, you know, a couple of slices of Swiss and a little bit of Munster left from maybe some sandwiches or a dish we had made. And you combine all those, and I would do it with pasta. Maybe a 4 or 5 or 6 cheese sauce, you know, a little heat a little heavy cream and melt the cheese in slowly. Don't boil it too much, or some of the cheeses will curdle, or separate the butter fat will come out. Or even for a gratin, we would use the topping at the Lake Placid Club for on top of, say, a potato casserole, or if you're baking chicken, or even a pork chops, you want a little cheese crust on there. Cheese makes everything good anyway, right? But that's partly what you could do. You've got some odds and ends of vegetables. What you need is a couple of go-to techniques that help you. And one of them could be a stir fry. If you have a favorite blend of seasonings that you use for that, we make a honey sriracha one at Jake's. It's just combined sherry wine, soy sauce, honey, and actually add a little water because we're going to be cooking with it. We don't use any broth or anything in there, so you don't have to worry about spoilage. So equal amounts of each of those, and then a little bit of sriracha, nice, or any chili paste, and a little bit of sesame oil. And you have this blended mixture that when you're doing a stir fry, it reduces a little bit with the sriracha and the honey. It kind of glazes. You've got sweet, you've got heat, you've got salt. Everything's there. But you may have other things. You may have like I mentioned with the cheese, you might have a vegetable gratin that you may have got a couple of carrots. I got a, you know, there's a, a parsnip in there, or, you know, I've got a turnip somewhere. And any of these vegetables, even if you have, you know, a sweet potato or something like that, slice them up thinly and layer them with, again, a little dairy and some cheese. Or you could do it, they could be cubed and roasted. But you'll have a nice base for a protein. So cleaning out the fridge, you know, if you see ingredients like that, sometimes the best dishes come out that way. You get a little bit creative. You don't have a recipe. You just kind of go in by taste and by the, you know, forcing the combination of things. You might discover a combination of flavors that you didn't know you liked. Again, you know, it's all good food. You just treat it properly. Try different seasonings and see what you come up with. But thinning out the fridge, definitely this time of year, get some space in there. But good thing to do once a week, keep your produce. You know, what we do in the restaurants, we try to keep product moving. And if we have a little bit of something, oftentimes that will go into a soup. That's always, you know, sounds like a catch-all term, but you can make sometimes very simple soups. Keep some good broth on hand, and it could be as simple as one or two vegetables. And I know that we used to make in one hotel kind of like what you would do home cooking, Italian cooking. You have your broth, you have your base vegetable. It could be cauliflower, it could be broth, it could be anything. And this is not a cream soup. It's a broth soup, nice and light, nice first course. You always have some onion and celery in there, even carrots, some mirepoix. But then you have a base vegetable, and then pick one or two seasonings that you want. Don't go crazy. If you want to enhance it a little bit, a little soup pasta cooked in there would help. The little acini, the pepe, the little or orzo, or any of the small pastas that would go well in soup. They cook very quickly. Even little tiny macaroni shells. And you cook the pasta right in the soup, so you get the benefit of that little bit of starch. You get a little, you know, not really super thick, but you get the benefit of all the nutrients, and the starch gives it a little better mouthfeel. But it's just a one-pot dish. And very easy. Again, you could make it a main course with, float a couple of poached eggs in there. Poach some eggs in the broth. And then you've got some protein. Or you could make with your cheeses a nice crouton to float on top. The best would be both, right? I think you float the crouton and put a poached egg on top, and you've got a nice light supper. Might be something even the night before Thanksgiving when you're going to eat heavy the next day. Maybe have something light that's easy to put together and make space in the fridge. Who knows? We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll be back and look at some planning, and maybe talk about a couple of side dishes, things we could get ready for Thanksgiving. Chef Bill's Table. Have you had enough of
mine? You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 7. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table talking about the big day, big T-Day, right? Nice thing about turkey, of course, is a nice blank canvas and can be adapted to many flavors depending on your background, your culture, your history, family favorites, or you might throw a twist in there of a cuisine that you like. And turkey provides us with all that. There's many, you know, besides roasting it, which we'll talk about next week. But there's the sauces or accompaniments and the sides can really determine which direction you take it in. And today we're going to explore, you know, fairly traditional. And that's kind of my background. And although sometimes, you know, if you're doing just your family with a lot of small children, you got to think of that. If you have adult relatives coming over, remember dietary needs, especially nowadays. You can, if one person has a sensitivity to something, you may not gear the whole meal around that one sensitivity, but certainly have some options there. Going, you know, something like gluten-free, you know, a little bit of a challenge, although if we bake our stuffing or dressing on the side made with bread, you know, there's a person that can't have that can really have everything else. In the restaurant, we always have some gravy that we thicken with cornstarch or arrowroot just in case somebody has a gluten allergy or sensitivity. It's no issue. They can have, you know, all the vegetables and things like that, and they just can't eat the stuffing. So although you could overcome that by making a rice stuffing. A nice wild rice, or I like wild blended with long grain or brown rice. Wild rice by itself is a little bit much, but you could put vegetables in there. I know we've, if you want it to kind of stay together, bind it with a little bit of the gravy, but you could certainly season that the same way that you do your stuffing with the sage and the thyme, or poultry seasoning. Mushrooms would go well in there, give it a little more earthiness. A nice mushroom wild rice stuffing used to be kind of a standard in Cornish hens. If you remember years ago for banquet service, Cornish hen would get a wild rice stuffing, and it could either be the rice and the bread, or just mainly, you know, little tiny birds there, a little bit of the rice in there, and of course soaking up all the juice there made it real good. So remembering your audience, and you want to plan, again, if you're serving a large amount of people, managing oven space is always an issue, unless you're lucky enough to have two ovens. It cracks me up sometimes. Some dinner menus are set, so you need an oven at two different temperatures at the same time. It's kind of tough. Nice thing about turkey is, you know, besides tasting good, and we eat probably a lot of chicken other times of the week, or even on Sunday, a nice roast chicken. But the turkey, a little bit more flavor. And obviously, if people like dark meat, of course, it's really tasty, more so than the dark meat on chicken. You know, not quite as full body of flavor as duck. Duck's kind of a special thing. Although a roast duck, if there's only two of you, a roast duck would be perfect for Thanksgiving. But turkey, you know, they think of like a medium-bodied food. So a little, not really too bland. You want to season it well, and you want to make sure your gravy is good. Buying ahead, it's not really too early to start laying in your non-perishable supplies on the chance that maybe the store might run out or not get the brand you want or the type of thing you want. I know I wouldn't buy the fresh vegetables right now, although if you're using squash, squash holds up pretty well, the winter squash in a cool place. But some of your other accompaniments, and make sure your herbs are in good shape. You could make your stock this far ahead and freeze it. And even if you made more the same day, I mean, having plenty of gravy, you're certain to have leftovers, but gravy is the key. And also, you could make stock if you're making a soup as a first course, you may want some nice homemade stock. But definitely the advantage to it, of course, is you can control the salt content. And once you've made the stock and skimmed the fat off of it, you can reduce it down to a very concentrated form so you don't have to take up too much room in the freezer. And it can be a nice addition any time. So it's a good excuse to get out the stock pot. And if you buy a turkey leg or turkey drumsticks or something, of course, the gizzards, don't put the liver in the stock. That'll make it a little cloudy and bitter. Necks make great stock. But if you happen to use a couple of drumsticks, of course, when the stock is made, you could save the meat just like you would, a smoked ham hock. You could shred the meat, and that could be added to your stuffing or used almost like, a garnish or part of a soup down the road. But buy something good, make good stock, and then if there's some meat left, again, you could shred it, freeze it, and have it for future use. So being that, you know, the oven is tied up, the baking, if you can, you do that the day before. Fruit pies are great once they're set up a little bit hot and bubbling out of the oven, you know, then they kind of, the pectin hasn't set there in the apples or whichever pie you're using, or, you know, your starch is in there, flour, cornstarch, whatever you put in there to thicken it. Pies are best when they sit for a little while. So if you're having fruit pies, definitely could do those the night before. If you're having more of a cheesecake, perfect to do the day before, a couple of days before. Cheesecake holds up very well. If you're doing a mousse, chilled mousse, something like that, again, you know, giving it plenty of time to set up and reach the temperature would be take a little pressure off the Thanksgiving day. Get your baking done ahead of time. Then planning the side dishes. Now, again, you've got your turkey in the oven, so bird has to rest. A good half hour, 45 minutes is fine, especially for a large turkey. Loosely tent it with a little bit of aluminum foil, a sheet of aluminum foil over top. You can keep it away from a draft or an open window, obviously. But it will hold its heat for quite a while. It's a big roast. And actually, that lets the juices settle in there. It finishes cooking. We call it carryover cooking. It might raise the temperature another 5 degrees at least, maybe 10 degrees internally. So keep that in mind when you're taking the temperature of the bird. If it's a few degrees under, not the end of the world. It's going to probably finish cooking right on the set aside. So now you've got free oven for maybe half hour or so, 45 minutes. If you have a vegetable casserole, that would be the time to finish it off. And oftentimes when people put in the, you know, your tray of stuffing, it just has to be warmed up and browned. If you have a potato casserole, or if you're baking some rolls or biscuits or anything like that, then you can take the oven up in temperature to the 375 or 400 degrees you need, instead of trying to do everything at once. And the side dishes for me are what make Thanksgiving. You know, it's almost forget about the turkey because there's so many other goodies on the table. And if you're skilled and have some time and energy and you like cooking things, I think a good three or four side dishes is not out of the question. You want cranberry is traditional with the bird. You could do the, of course, usually do two. When I was doing it at home, I would take. I like the fresh one. I think it's on the cranberry label there. You just grind up cranberries and a whole orange and some sugar, and it's very tart, very crisp, and a little dab of that is really nice with a rich meal. But another one, a cranberry. You can buy the jelly or the whole berry one, but you can make one with wine. With a pound of cranberries, and cranberries are great fruit because even if you buy them the frozen whole ones, they behave the same way, and they will hold up in the freezer for a long time. So if you want to buy an extra bag now and freeze it for use down the road, it's all well and good. They'll hold up well. So a pound of cranberries, pick through, make sure they're all good. You have 2 cups of sugar and 2 cups of port wine. You could use a ruby port. It doesn't have to be an expensive vintage port. You want that nice fruit flavor from the port wine. Half teaspoon of cinnamon ground, half teaspoon of grated nutmeg, and a half teaspoon of ground cloves. So you need about a 3-quart pot, and you combine the berries and the sugar and the port wine, bring them to a boil, and then simmer until the berries pop. So you've got enough sweetness. Cranberries are very, very tart, so you do need a lot of sugar with those. Cranberries also are high in pectin, so this sauce will gel. It will set up as it cools down. So once the berries are done, they're cooked, that's when you add your spices and just stir and then set it aside. You could put it in a serving bowl if you're making it that day and serve it warm. Room temperature is the best. Or if you want to serve it in a mold, you get an oiled little bunt shape or dome shape, and put the cranberry sauce in there and then let it chill and set up. First course, for me anyway, if you want to bring a little seafood into it, the restaurant we offer soup. We don't really do salad on Thanksgiving. You've got a pretty full meal. We 2 kinds of potatoes, the stuffing, vegetable. You've got main course. We do include dessert. So a cup of soup, though, is a good way to get started. If you're having a gathering ahead of time, you know, little noshes would be okay, but try to keep it a little bit light because there's lots of goodies following, right? Although, you know, one of our favorites would do our clam chowder, New England style. You could do something a little simpler, still would be cream-based, but say a scallop stew or oyster stew or pan roast. Those are very quick to do and very elegant. And you're not making a meal out of it. You're just serving a little bit. So when you're making something like this, you start with, of course, heavy cream. And if you don't have any fish stock, which most of us probably don't, a little clam broth is fine. So you've got the, I'm going to start with, if you say 3 cups of heavy cream, and I like to reduce that till it gets down to 2 cups. And then the clam broth is fairly salty, so I don't think you really have to reduce that. That's more for kind of seasoning. If you're using oysters, of course, you drain off the oyster liquor. You can buy the pre-shucked oysters refrigerated. Those are fine. Or if you're shucking your own, save the juice, and that could substitute for the fish stock. If you're doing scallops, you might need a little clam broth. Scallops are nice right now. The true bay scallops, very expensive. The little tiny ones, okay, make sure they're dry. But a good sea scallop, you look for the 20-30 count. If they're a little bit too big for you, you can slice them a half crosswise. But you really, again, you're only going to serve, you know, maybe 2 or 3 scallops for a little light first course. Or a scallop, you could add a little crab meat to enhance it. But basically, you've got the reduced cream, a little bit of the stock or oyster liquid if you're using oysters. This would be enough for about a quart of bay scallops, let's say. But your seasoning there, a little Worcestershire sauce we like, some cayenne. If you don't want it too hot, you could always use paprika. Some nice chopped chives at the end to give it some garnish. And nice first course. We also do a sherry mushroom soup at the restaurant, which is a longtime favorite. If you think of onion soup with the sherry, well, this is kind of similar, except it doesn't take too long. You're sautéing mushrooms, you're not caramelizing onions. Make an onion soup, it's, you know, an hour to get the onions to the right, nice and soft and caramelized. But mushrooms, a nice mixture of mushrooms. Regular button ones are fine, but shiitakes and creminis would be good, sliced or chopped. We like them sliced. Portobello, if you like, although the cremini is just the small version of that as far as flavor. But you could use a medley of whatever mushrooms you like if you happen to have some favorites. They're sautéed with a little bit of onion or shallot. Add some sherry, and then we use a mushroom broth. If you wanted to keep it vegetarian, you could do that. You could have some dried mushrooms, soak them in the water, and use some of that to flavor your soup. If you're not using broth or stock, if you use water, make sure you season it well. But I would say if you want to keep it vegetarian, use your mushroom tea that you make from dried mushrooms, and then you might have to add some other liquid also. But sherry wine in there, chicken broth, and again, if you've made your own, all the better. Get a nice, richer body to that soup. The seasoning, we don't really put garlic in there. You can if you like. But just oregano and parsley, maybe a little bit of thyme. And once the mushrooms are sautéed, and you want to sauté them pretty well, let the water evaporate out of them, concentrate the flavor. And then add your wine and your broth, and you're going to bring it to a simmer, season it, and it's done. You could serve it the same way as you do onion soup, or with a crouton on top, or just enjoy it the way it is. It's a nice, light first course. And, of course, butternut bisque, another favorite. Again, with the you could make it, it's a nice puree soup. The squash purees very well, good rich flavor. You can add dairy to it or not. You could simply make the puree. We like to put, I like going with a little more ginger rather than nutmeg or cinnamon. Those can be a little bit strong, and you're probably going to use those in your apple pie anyway. We will start, again, with some onion. You can do diced celery if you want. And in fact, here's a hint. If you ever work with celery root, celery, the branch celery, of course, even though when it's well cooked, it's hard to puree it. Sometimes there's little strings in there. Celery root has the same flavor, but it will puree very, very nicely. In fact, if you have some, if you want to make your mashed potatoes a little bit different, put some celery root in there with them, or just do a celery root mash. A little nice, some nice flavor in there. But I think the mixture, if you want to try it, when you're boiling your potatoes, peel and dice up some celery root and put them in there. and it'd be a nice little surprise. Now, vegetables, of course, you know, the green bean casserole. My wife said the story. All the ingredients are out there, the fried onions and the mushroom soup. If that's some combination you like, which green beans and mushrooms I always like anyway, but you can make your own, like mushroom cream. If you're not doing mushroom as a first course, you could make a little sauce for the green beans very easily. Again, do it almost like starting the soup. Saute the mushrooms, a little shallot, add a little bit of white wine, and you could just add some cream and reduce it, or you could add some broth and thicken it a little bit with either a roux or a cornstarch. But make your own mushroom. If you want it with a little cream, then I would just take the cream and reduce it. Just enough to coat the green beans. But Brussels sprouts, you know, a vegetable that, you know, a bunch of years ago nobody would touch them. But now, whether they're hashed, whether they're roasted, a nice side dish. If you weren't having the squash as a soup, a nice side dish that we've been featuring now at the restaurant at Jake's, we use a butternut or any kind of winter squashes. We were getting a medley from our farmer, but he's done for the year, so we're just using butternut now. But we roast that. We cube it and roast it. Season it, again, a little salt and pepper, but the sweetness will come out that way. And then we take some broccoli, Rob, or you could use kale, another one that nobody thought we'd be eating, but now it's popular. Kale, broccoli, Rob, spinach, and you'll blanch it, meaning partially cook it in boiling salted water, drain it and cool it. Now we'll do a saute of chopped onion, a little garlic, salt and pepper, and actually we just, you know, add a little water. We kind of braise it a little bit to get those flavors in there. And you combine that with the roasted squash, and of course we have to gild the lily in the restaurant, so we sprinkle a little fresh shaved Asiago over top. I mean, that vegetable combination alone right there, not only for your dinner, but it could be turned into a risotto. You could blend it with some whole wheat pasta, have a great pasta dish. That should be, that little combination should be something in your repertoire. Again, it's very adaptable. You could use any kind of squash and some kind of greens. Roast squash, braise the greens, and season it, and you've got a nice combination. Now, I want to talk about a dish that came about a number of years ago at the restaurant. We needed something for vegetarians on Thanksgiving. And even though we're doing the big showpiece, the big protein and gravy, there's a lot of side dishes. So, you know, a vegetarian could very well certainly get enough to eat. But we wanted an item at the restaurant that would work. So came up with an eggplant lasagna. And I make the lasagna, it's actually gluten-free also, because I don't use pasta. I use the eggplant slices instead of noodles. And you could do it that way, or you could do a layer of noodles and a layer of eggplant. I just roast the eggplant slices. I cut them. I do peel the eggplant. You don't have to, but I do. I've floured and fried them before, and then, of course, it's not gluten-free. Breaded would be a little bit too much. Grilling it, if you have a grill, very easy to do, and that's something, you know, you could do anytime and layer them between some sheets of wax paper there and keep them cold. But you want to cook the eggplant. So I'll season it. My favorite way is on a sheet pan, salt and pepper, a little olive oil, and just roast it till they're soft. You want to still be able to handle them, and they are going to bake a little while, but you don't want them too undercooked because it's too hard to slice. So you've got eggplant, and for, let's say, I'm going to call it a half pan because that's how we measure everything in the restaurant, and I don't have the oval casserole. You may need two or three eggplants, depending on the size. Two large ones would probably do it. And if you have a little bit left over, again, you know, use it in one of your vegetable mixes. But I sliced the eggplant lengthwise. You could do them crosswise into the circles and kind of overlap them in there. I like the lengthwise works for me. It's just easier to put in the pan. So we have the eggplant noodles cooked, and now we want some other vegetables in there. I do some roasted or grilled portobello. Again, can be done ahead. Those are chopped up. I have some blanched spinach, and I will use roasted peppers. They can come out of the jar or do them fresh, but you want them cooked, roasted. You want that roasted flavor. My cheese, I use ricotta. Pound of ricotta, one egg to help it set up nicely so it doesn't slide. And then I put in 5 ounces of goat cheese, nice soft goat cheese, crumbled in there, blend it well with the ricotta. You've got a really, really nice flavor, and the goat cheese is complemented by your other vegetables, the eggplant and the spinach. All those things go great with goat cheese. So you make that cheese mixture, and of course you have your favorite tomato sauce or marinara sauce. We always have one on hand. And you start making your layer. Now what I'll do is I'll take a little bit of the sauce and blend it with the cheese so it's easier to spread. You see sometimes people making lasagnas and they put the sauce down and then they're blopping the cheese there and you got to kind of press it in. I always blend a little sauce with my, even if I'm making a traditional lasagna. Blend some sauce with the cheese so it's easy to kind of spread on there. It's going to all bake together anyway, so you might as well make it easy to assemble. You will need some Parmesan and some shredded mozzarella, just like a traditional lasagna. So this is not dairy-free, but definitely vegetarian and gluten-free. Top it with the sauce. You put your final topping of cheese on there. And this is something that can be baked the day of. It could roast. If you have room with the turkey, of course, and it's a shallow pan, you could put it in the oven at the same time. You could do it after the turkey's out, or you could do this the day before and then warm it up. And actually done that way, baked before, you could heat it in the microwave. You could cover it and warm it and slowly in the oven, whatever you want to do. Now, if you didn't want to tackle this as a lasagna, of course, you have your lengthwise eggplant slices. You could very easily take the cheese mixture. In this case, I would not put the tomato sauce in with it. You want it to be fairly firm. And make little rollatines. And you know, you're not breading the eggplant. It's roasted. So you make little rollatines, and then you could finish them off in a casserole with your tomato sauce and cheese. Easy to serve, one rollatine per person, or cut them in half, whatever you like. Getting that same combination. But the flavor's there. It's great for a main course for a vegetarian, or it could be a side dish, or it could be a first course. If you have it on hand, trust me, even the meat lovers would love this, along with the turkey, even a, you know, a little square of the lasagna. You say I'm spinning. Got to break the commercials here, the good people that support the station, and we'll be back at Chef Bill's table, furthering our planning for Thanksgiving Day.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Chuckles Table, WHCRDB. Okay, so eggplant lasagna, sweet potatoes. You can always buy canned ones. We like to start with fresh ones, and we roast them instead of boiling them. You can peel them and boil them like regular mashed potatoes. And they'll taste fine. If you want a little bit more concentrated flavor, we roast them and then till they're soft, and then chill them down and peel them. The skin's pretty easy to take off then. And even if there's a couple of, you know, like little, you want to say burnt spots, but dark brown spots, let that roasted flavor in there. And then, again, those could be done ahead of time. You chill them down, and then they're easy to peel. And simply mash them. You can warm them back up. We actually treat them like mashed potatoes. So we use the cream, salt, white pepper. We do a little bit of maple syrup. I really don't like some of the sweet potato dishes that call for, they're already sweet. And now you know, putting more sugar on them, you know, some of the apricot glaze or orange marmalade or marshmallows. I mean, if you like that marshmallowy type sweet potato casserole, you could do one called, we used to call it Potatoes Alaska, or Sweet Potatoes Alaska. And you separate, maybe 3 eggs is all you need for a good-sized casserole dish. You whip the egg whites with a pinch of cream of tartar or a pinch of salt, something to make them fluff up. And you put a little bit of sugar in, but not anywhere near, you don't want to make a meringue. You want it, you know, if it's, you know, just to use about half the sugar you would. You want it a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. You've got your sweet potatoes that are mashed. If you want to use the egg yolks in there, stir them in there just like a cheesecake. They'll enrich the sweet potatoes, but they're all seasoned. They're in the casserole. This is something that could be done after the turkey is out. You could finish it off. You just simply take the whipped egg whites and put them on top of the sweet potatoes. You could pipe them on there if you want. You could spoon them on. You can brush them on with a spatula, make little peaks in there. But you'll brown the meringue in the oven as you're heating up the sweet potato, and you've got a nice casserole without, you could control the sugar and really taste the sweet potato. Now, that would be my vote. Or if it, to a simple mash, we do add a little maple syrup. Ginger is my, again, my choice of seasoning there versus some of the other pumpkin or apple pie spices. Ginger gives a little bit of heat. The powdered ginger is fine. Does not have to be the crystallized or fresh ginger. Powdered ginger is good. Just make sure it's not 2 years old when you use it. It has a little bit better aroma to it. And then, again, you know, enhance the sweetness of the potato rather than overpowering it. Maple syrup always works well. Oh, now, what to serve with your meal? Beverages, right? Can't forget beverages. Sparkling wine, always a winner, especially with the rich food that will be consumed and the variety of seasonings and spices. Can't go wrong. And it doesn't have to be expensive champagne. There's plenty of sparkling wine out there that's not going to break the bank. And as I say, we'll go with anything you're serving. If you choose to go with a white, most people, of course, like a Chardonnay. I like a Riesling, a dry Riesling. A lot of character to that grape. Or a Semillon, which is one of the Bordeaux grapes. I think Washington State produces some good ones. That might be a little bit more flavor. The Sauvignon Blanc might be a little bit too tart, too crispy. Cider, whether alcoholic or non-alcoholic, a dry cider would complement most everything that you're serving. Even the seafood, an old American recipe, cider and cream with seafood. Red wine, Pinot Noir, a little bit lighter body, if that's your thing. If you're doing something with a lot of spices, you could go up to a Zinfandel. And that's, of course, a little higher alcohol. You may watch the Zinfandel, that with the turkey. You'll be taking a good snooze afterwards. Merlot, I used to, like, years ago, before it became a real popular wine, it would be a French Merlot. It would be a Bordeaux, something with, have Merlot and Cabernet, but a nice Saint-Emilion was always good. But seek out a good Merlot, and there's enough fruit in there that would go very well with the your bird and all the accompaniments. Remember to drink plenty of water. And if you like the bubbles, again, to cut some of the richness, sparkling water, always a good idea. But if you're having people over, you know, if it's a involved dinner, I know you figure a bottle for two people. If you're buying a large format bottle, of course, you'll go a little bit further. But with wine, you can serve one wine all the way through. You could vary it by the courses. If you are serving a red wine, and here I know we don't at the restaurant serve salad, but you could also, if you're doing something a little bit fancier, after the meal, serve a salad course with some cheese. And not a lot of cheese. Buy some good cheese. Local cheeses you always can find. But a simple salad, a chiffonade of red chard with a vinaigrette, nothing too crazy. Nice, slightly bitter. Toasted shaved hazelnuts, if you want some nuts in there, or walnuts, toast them first. But then you seek out a blue, if you want to go, you know, strictly American, a Maytag blue. For your sharp cheese, a nice dry Sonoma Jack, which is kind of like Parmesan in flavor. A nice New Jersey goat cheese, and maybe a New York State or Vermont sharp cheddar. A little sampling of cheeses. A little bit of greens, the vinaigrette's going to help with your digestion, and you're underway, all ready for dessert. So next week we'll talk about the main event, some options there for what to buy, cooking, etc., etc. Time, Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump speaking in New York City at the 100th annual Veterans Day parade there, the largest such ceremony in the United States to honor veterans every year.
This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
Cold weather is causing hundreds of cancellations and delays at airports nationwide today. More than 600 cancellations reported, about 1,200 delays. Republican Congressman out of New York, Peter King, won't be running for re-election next year. He says in a Facebook post today that after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with family. King has represented much of Long Island since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday. It's Veterans Day. Plenty of businesses offering discounts and freebies to veterans and active duty service members. President Trump will be speaking at the beginning of a parade in New York City. The People's Choice Awards last night, where one of the night's biggest moments came from actor-comedian Kevin Hart. He was there to accept the award for Comedy Act of 2019, and it was his first major public appearance since he was seriously injured in a car crash last September. He says,
first and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter, family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly 300 air flights have been canceled across the United States because of the Arctic cold blast that's been lowering temperatures across most of the U.S. Chicago and Detroit with the most cancellations. It's affecting air travel, though, in New York and Washington, D.C. as well. USA Radio's Wendy King has a look at the top movies over the weekend.
The World War II adventure Midway